praise you because you are abundant tremendously.
你赐给我们美好的人生。
You gave us abundant life.
天父，我们感谢你为做美国最高法院刚好一个月前做出这个裁决。
We'd like to praise the Supreme Court make the right decision.
推翻了差不多五十年前 Roe v. Wade 保障堕胎权的裁定。
Overturn Roe and Wade for abortion right.
结束这个堕胎的宪法保护。
And remove the constitutional protection for abortion.
每一个州将可以自行决定堕胎这个权。
Now the abortion law is up to individual states.
主啊，祈求你的灵与每一个州政府同在。
May your spirit be with all the state government.
不要杀害无辜。
Don't kill innocent lives.
因为所有人，包括胎儿，都是按照上帝你的形象创造的。
Because every life, including fetus, was created in your image.
主啊，在这一年，整个世界经历了不少。
In this past year, we have experienced a lot in the world.
不管是新冠病毒的这个疫情。
Be it a pandemic for COVID.
俄罗斯与乌克兰之间的征战。
The war between Ukraine and Russia.
阿富汗的地震。
And the major earthquake in Afghanistan.
世界各地爆发这个野火、山火等等。
Wildflower all over the world.
这些天灾人祸都在提醒我们，主啊，你回来的日子越来越近。
Disaster in human and nature, all pointing to your days are close.
求主你恩待我们，在灾难当中，我们仍然在地上做该做的事情。
Have mercy on us, despite the disaster, we should do the right thing on earth.
抢救在灾难中的人，更抢救在福音门外的人。
Deliver those in disaster and deliver those who have not received gospel.
也祈求天父你继续赐给南城县环境信会有足够的能力还有智慧。
Give the power and wisdom to Chinese Baptist Church in South Orange County.
加上从你而来的喜乐，同心合意去服侍教会，还有服侍社区，去完成你的心意。
Add to the joy to serve in the church and to the community to fulfill your will.
当我们在你的殿中来敬拜你，愿你的灵与我们同在。
When we worship in your temple, may your Holy Spirit be with us.
悦纳我们的敬拜。
May our worship be pleasing to you.
垂听我们每一个人心中对你的感恩。
Listen to every prayer from deep of our heart.
向你的赞美、认罪还有祈求。
So we confess, praise, and supplication.
愿你按照你心意来满足我们每一个家庭、每一个人的需要。
May your will be done to provide for every one of us.
与此同时，让我们在日常生活中彰显主的荣美。
And also in daily life, we can manifest your glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
所以南城县环境信会弟兄姐妹们，你们好。
Brother and sister, peace to you.
愿平安，仁爱，信在。
When we listen to God's word, may the Holy Spirit be with us.
就他的真理种在我们每一个人的心里。
May His truths implanted in our hearts.
帮助我们去信靠我们的主。
Help us to rely on Him only.
因着从主而来的福气而长存感恩。
And receiving the blessing from him and give thanks forever.
墨西哥有一个村庄。
It's a village in Mexico.
在那里有很多的温泉。
With many springs.
那些温泉发出有热水，也有那个凉水。
Some sprout hot water, some cool.
村里面的妇女他们把这个一筐一筐的衣服拿到这个温泉里那里去洗衣服。
Village women do the laundry in the spring.
他们先把衣服抛在那个热水里面，等了过了一会，他们就把用这个凉水来洗。
First soak in the hot one, then the cool one.
所以他们洗衣服非常的方便。
So very convenient.
看到这个情景，有一个游客 就问这个导游，嘿，这里的妇女她们可以随便来用冷这个冷这个凉水或者热水洗衣服，非常的方便哦。
The one tourist asked the guide, those women is very convenient laundering in the hot and cold water.
那么这些妇女们，她们心里一定非常的感恩哦。
They should be very grateful, right?
这个导游他的回答出乎意料。
The answer from God was very surprising.
他说，这里的妇女们，她们不仅不感恩。
The village woman, instead of being grateful,
他们心里反而充满了抱怨。
Instead, they're full of complaints.
这些游客觉得不可思议，就问抱怨抱什么怨呢？
Unthinkable, what's the complaints about?
导游就回答说，这里的妇女他们抱怨，因为温泉为什么不出肥皂水？
Why there no soap in the spring water?
今天早上我们一起探讨旧约圣经出埃及记。
We'll study Exodus.
从这个在旷野漂流了四十年那一批的以色列民，他们的身上来学功课。
And learn the lessons about Israelites wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
但是这个是个反面的教材。
However, this is a negative example.
我们要从这些以色列民他们抱怨中学习做一个懂得感恩的人。
We should learn from their claims to be a person of gratitude.
因为懂得感恩的人是神所喜悦的。
Because men of gratitude is pleasing to God.
让我们看今天的经文，经文出埃及记十七章第一到第七节。
So Exodus chapter 17 verses 1 to 7。
我们先用中文读出请
以色列全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐，按着帐口从逊的旷野往前行，在利非顿安营。百姓没有水喝，所以与摩西争闹，说给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说，你们为什么与我争闹，为什么试探耶和华呢？百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说，
你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？
摩西就呼求耶和华说，我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。耶和华对摩西说，你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓前面走过去，我必在河裂的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了，他给那地方名叫玛撒，就是试探的意思，又叫米利巴，就是争闹的意思。因以色列人争闹，又因他们试探耶和华，说耶和华是在我们中间，不是。English together. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded.They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, Give us water to drink. Moses replied, Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test? But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, Why did you bring us up out of Egypt?To make us and our children and livestock die of thirst. Then Moses cried out to the Lord, What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. The Lord answered Moses, Go out in front of the people, take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb, strike the rock, and the water will come out of it, and the people to drink. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled, and because they tested the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not?
在主前1446年
In 1446 BC,
摩西带领以色列民离开了埃及
Moses led Israelites out of Egypt from suffering,
也就是从他们受苦的地方返回回到迦南
from suffering back to Canaan.
刚才我们读的经文记载到他们已经出了埃及到了旷野
The verses that we just read, recording, they had left Egypt under the leadership of Moses into the wilderness.
然后在这个利非定安营
and camped at Rephidim.
这个利非定是以色列人他们到达这个西乃山之前的最后一站
It was the last step before Mount Sinai.
按字面，利非定是支持或是更新的意思。
The meaning of Rephidim means support or renew.
换言之，这个地方应该本来应该有这个水源。
But there should be some water there.
但旷野有一个特色，每一年五月到九月，为这个旱季，这些那些的小溪都会这个干涸，这个干枯，没有水。
Between May and September, it's a drought season. Some of the river just dried up.
摩西在利非定安营，正是在这个季节。
So Moses and the Israelite camped at Rephidim during the drought.
以色列民因为没有水喝，于是呢，跟这个带领他们的摩西来争闹。
Because there's no water, they quarrel with Moses.
他们埋怨，他们指控摩西。甚至他又把这个摩西打死。
They complain against Moses that even tried to stone him.
摩西就呼求耶和华说：“我现在这些百姓怎么样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头来打死我。”
So Moses cried out to the Lord. They almost stoned me to death.
这一批以色列民面对逆境，除了这个发怨言，就没有其他的出路。
So during the difficulty, they just complained without any outlets.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让我们从这个旷野漂流四十年这一批以色列民身上来学功课。
So that is a lesson from the Israelite wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
我们从他们的抱怨中学习一个懂得感恩的人。
So we learn from their claim to be a person of gratitude.
因为懂得感恩的人是我们的神所喜悦的。
Because a person gratitude is pleasing to God.
要成为一个懂得感恩的人，我们需要做到以下有四点。
To become a person of gratitude, we need to learn the following four areas.
首先，我们要以承担责任代替推卸责任。
First, taking responsibility instead of shirking responsibility.
人类很喜欢推卸责任。
People love to find excuses.
那么我们是从哪里学来的？
So where do we learn those?
其实推卸责任在我们这个始祖亚当夏娃他们犯罪后已经发生了。
So the shirking responsibility occurred when our ancestor Adam, after they sinned.
他们推卸责任，责怪他们的神上帝哦。
They shirked the responsibility to blame God.
让我们先来看两段的经文。
Let's read some verses.
首先，我们看《创世纪》第二章16-17节，我们一起念，请。
耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子。”你们可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你们不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。English together. And the Lord God commanded the man, You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die.
另外，《创世纪》第三章十一到十三节，请。
耶和华说：“莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？”那人亚当说：“你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把树上的果子给我，我就吃了。”耶和华对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”女人说：“那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。” English together. And he, the Lord God, said,Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? The man said, The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this you have done? The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate.
在伊甸园，亚当，夏娃犯罪之后，他们躲避神。
In Garden of Eden, after Adam and Eve had sinned, they avoided God.
神主动来寻找他们，问他们说：“难道你们吃了我吩咐你们不可以吃那树上的果子吗？”
God sought them out and asked them, "Have you eaten the tree that I forbade you to eat?"
亚当怎么样回答
？So what about the answer from Adam?
他是否说：“是的，是我吃了。”
He didn't say, yes, I did.
没有，他说，是你所赐给我，就是那个跟我一起的那个女人，她把树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
Instead, Adam said, the woman you put me here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.
然后神问夏娃说，你做了什么事呢？夏娃就回答说，是那条蛇，气哄我，我就吃了。
Then the Lord God asked the woman, What is it you have done? The woman said, The serpent deceived me and I ate.
弟兄姐妹们，你们从亚当、夏娃的回答中看到什么呢？
So what did you see from the answers from Adam and Eve?
Yeah, 对，那个彼此那个推卸责任。
So the shirking responsibility, finding excuses.
同时啊。也有责怪神的意味哦。
They also blame God.
亚当将责任同时推给神跟夏娃。亚当他明明是吃了不应该吃的果子。
So Adam ate the forbidden fruit. Instead, he shirked the responsibility to Eve and God.
明明是违背了神的命令，明明是犯了错。
Disobedience was wrong.
但是他却很好像理直气壮地说，是你赐给我那个女人，把树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
However, indignantly, he replied, It's the woman you put me here with me. She gave me some fruit, and I ate it.
就好像他自己没有错。
He has done nothing wrong.
夏娃也好不了多少。
Eve is no better.
他也同样用这个借口说是那个蛇来欺哄我。
Excuses, the serpent deceived me.
从那个时候开始，推卸责任，各种的怨言就进入这个世界。
From that point on, shirking responsibility and complaint entered this world.
亚当和夏娃需要承担责任。
Adam and Eve should take the responsibility.
神已经很清楚地告诉他们说，这个园中各样树上的那些果子，你都可以这个随意吃，只是呢，那个分别善恶树上的果子，你们不可以吃，因为你们吃的日子必定死。
God clearly commanded them, "You can eat all the fruit in the tree in the garden, except from the tree of knowledge of the good and evil, because if you ate it, you will surely die."
园中各样树上的果子，你们都可以随意来吃。随意吃，表明神给人有自由啊，有自由这个自主的权利。
You can eat any of the tree, except that means God gave us the free will to choose.
只是这个分别善恶树上的果子，你不可以吃。
Except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这是神的命令。
commanded by God.
人不能吃这个分别善恶树上的果子，是表明他们必须来顺服我们的神。
Because we need to obey God instead of differentiate good and evil on our own.
但是呢，如果不这个不顺服神的话，吃了这个果子的时候，他们就必定死定了。
Disobey God to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the man will surely die.
这里死是包括人灵性的死
，including spiritual death versus physical death.
所以这个灵失去了功用，就与神隔绝。
Because of that, we separate from God.
还有人肉身的死，会这个和将来这个永远的死。
And the physical death and die in eternity.
亚当他那个肉体虽然在那个他吃这个分别善恶树上的果子那个时候没有立刻就死。
The physical body of Adam after he ate the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he didn't die on the spot.
但死亡的因素已经在那个时候引进这个世界来了。
But the death entered this world.
我们需要明白，叫这个吃的人死，并不是因为那棵树的本身，而是人对神的不顺服，对神的这个背叛。
The death is not about the tree itself, but because the disobedience from human.
好，让我们回到旷野那些的以色列民。
Let's go back to the Israelites in the wilderness.
以色列民他们离开了埃及之后，重复出现的一个主题，一个坏的习惯，就是发怨言。
After they left Egypt, a recurring theme of their bad habits was grumbling, complaining.
以色列民因为惧怕埃及大军那些军队来追袭，发出怨言。
They grumble about Egyptian army chasing them.
他们到了马拉，因为那里的水是苦的，不能喝，他们就发怨言。
When they reached Mara, they could not drink the waters, for they were bitter, and they complained.
他们在旷野没有食物，没有的吃，又发怨言。
In the wilderness, they saw no food to eat, and they grumbled.
以后到了利非定，因为没有水喝，又来发怨言。
Once in Rephidim, they complained no water.
并且呢，快将摩西打死。
They almost want to stone Moses to death.
他们甚至质疑神的同在。
Even question the presence of God.
发怨言仿佛已经成为以色列民一种的不正常的这个生命的状态。
Complaint had become an abnormal way of living among Israelites.
只要一个这个不这个顺心啊，顺他们的心的话，第一个反应就是发怨言。
If they didn't get what they want, they complain.
人生的这个路途中有困难是难免的。
There's always have difficulties in life.
但是呢，最具这个破坏性的就是发怨言。
But the most damaging thing is to complain.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要自我反省。
So we need to reflect on ourselves.
有没有发怨言这种不健康的生命状态？被这些生命状态发怨言俘虏呢
？Are we under the bondage of complaining in our life?
你知道吗？如果你不去控制发怨言的心态，你会被这些怨言所控制。
If you don't control complaint, the complaint will control you.
其实，如果一个人从小没有学习负起这个责任的话，长大了以后，他们很难去承担责任。
If you haven't learned to take responsibility when you grow up, you will be difficult to take responsibility.
孩子，这不是你的错，是社会的错。
The kids, it's not your fault. It's the fault of the society.
你们听过了没有
？Have you heard this?
当然有时候的的确是社会的错，所谓世风日下。
Of course, the depravity of the world. Of course, no wonder people fall.
但是，也在许多的情况底下，不是社会的错，乃是个人的问题啊。
But many of the time is personal problem.
多少次，当我在香港或者在美国，见过有这个以下的这个场景。
I've seen quite common in Hong Kong or in U.S.
甚至在台湾、中国、在东南亚也有。
Even in Taiwan, China, or Eastern Asia.
一个小孩跟着他妈妈在路上走，然后呢要过马路啊。
So a kid was his mom crossing the street.
这个小孩因为不听话乱跑，没有好好的握住他妈妈的手。
So he was rambunctious, running around, didn't take mom's hand.
结果在马路上就摔了一跤。
And he fell.
然后趴在地上，这个耍这个无赖。
And then he was dejected.
那位妈妈就赶紧跑过去，把儿子扶起来。
So the mom took him up.
然后呢，同时又用她的手呢，大力的拍。那个地面哦。
And the mob struck the ground.
边打的边喊着说，都是你这块地不好，害我的儿子跌倒，我要打死你，我要打死你。
Roll, you're bad, bad, bad. I'm going to punish you for my son.
都是地面的错。
So it's the round of the road.
可能孩子他的心里觉得舒服了。
So maybe it comforted the kid.
但是呢，却不能承担责任。
But it taught him a lesson not to take responsibility.
不能承担他跌倒结果，是因为他不听话、乱跑，没有好好的握住他妈妈的手。
He fell because he didn't take mom's hand and ran around.
都是地面的错，虽然孩子心里舒服了，但是他没有好好承担责任。
It comforted the kid. It's the wrong road, but he didn't learn any responsibility.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有也会总是认为是对方的错、别人的错、社会的错呢？
It's always someone else's fault, the society's fault, or others.
这样的话，我们就永远不可能成长。
Then we cannot grow.
人生的道路中。困难、挫折是免不了的。
So there's no getting around difficulty in life.
但是呢，最富有这个破坏性的习惯就是埋怨别人。
But the most damaging habits in life is complaining against others.
因为这样的埋怨的话会破坏夫妻之间的关系。
That will damage the relations between husband and wife.
破坏家庭弟兄姐妹的关系。
Between brothers and sisters,
破坏朋友之间的关系
Between friends,
破坏教会内弟兄姐妹的关系
Within church, brothers and sisters,
还有破坏神与我们的关系
Especially between God and us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
什么时候你停止抱怨、自我反省，你就是在那个时候就开始成长。
The time you stop complaining and reflect on yourself, that's the time for you start to grow.
我们要以这个感恩来代替怨言。
Give thanks instead of complain.
我们必须需要承担责任，用承担责任来代替推卸责任。
We should take responsibility instead of shirk responsibility.
要成为一个懂得感恩的人，第二点。
Secondly, we need to learn.
我们需要放下自我，代替以这个放下自我代替自我中心。
Replacing self-centeredness with self-forgetting.
当以色列民他们刚刚离开了埃及，他们因为惧怕这个埃及军队的追击。
Because when they left Egypt, they were afraid the Egyptian army chasing them down.
就马上就向摩西发怨言。
They complained to Moses right away.
在他们的怨言中讲的话，那怨言中呢，有很多的自我中心的字眼啊。
So many self-centered in their complaint.
也就包括我们 us and we 这些的字眼。
So including us and we.
在出埃及记这个14:11-12.
So Exodus chapter 14:11-12.
他们说，难道在埃及没有坟地？你把我们带来死在旷野吗？
你
为
什么
这样
对待我们？
这样的待我们，
将
我
们
从
埃
及
领
出来
呢？
我们
在埃
及岂
没有
对
你
说
过，
不
要
搅扰
我
们，容我
们
服侍
埃
及人
吗？
因
为服
侍
埃
及
人
比
死
在
旷
野
还
好。
English together, they said to Moses, "What is it because there was no grave in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptian than to die in the desert."
以色列民，他们忘记了他们在埃及所受的苦，忘记了当时他们那些的叹息哀求。
They forgot their suffering and their supplication to the God, crying out to God.
在出埃及记这个第二章23-25记载，我们一起念经。
以色列人因做苦工，
就
叹
息
哀求，他们
的
哀声达于神，
神
听
见
他们
的
哀
声，
就纪念
他
们
与
亚
伯
拉
罕、
以
撒、
雅
各
所
立
的
约。
神
看
顾
以色列
人，
也
知道
他
们
的
苦
情。
English together, the Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out.And they cried for help because of their slavery, went to God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenants with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them.
其实神一直都在看顾，保护着他们以色列民。
Actually, God has been keeping them, watching over them.
当法老的军队追杀他们的时候，神使法老的军队全军都被海水吞没。
When the Pharaoh's army chased them down, God made Pharaoh's army drowned altogether by sea water.
另外，当以色列民到了马拉，因为那里的水苦，不能喝，又发怨言。
When Israelites reached Mara because the waters were bitter, they cannot drink. They grumble again.
我们看看这个出埃及记第十五章23-24，请。
到
了
马
拉，
不能喝
那
里的水，
因为
水
苦，
所
以那
地
名
叫
马
拉。
百
姓就向
摩
西
发
怨
言，
我
们
喝
什
么
呢？
English together, when they came to Mara,They could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Mara. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?"
其实神一直都供应以色列民的需要。
God always provides.
当摩西呼求他的时候，神的时候，神就指示摩西一棵树，摩西就把那棵树丢在水里面。苦水就变得甘甜。
So when they complain and Jesus, the God instruct Moses to drop a branch into the water and the bitter turn into sweet.
但是呢，之后以色列民在旷野没有食物吃，又来发怨言。
Later on, there was no food in the wilderness. They grumble again.
在出埃及记16:1-3，请。
以色列人全会众从以林起行，在出埃及后第二个月十五日，到了以林和西乃中间，逊的旷野。 以色列全会众在旷野向摩西、亚伦发怨言说：巴不得我们早死在埃及地，耶和华的手下。那时我们坐在肉边吃得饱足，你将我们领出来到这旷野，是要这全会众都饿死啊。 English together. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15 days of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt, there we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death.
因着神的信实，他将粮食从天降下来给他们，赐给他们玛纳还有鹌鹑。
God is faithful. He rained down from food from heaven, giving them manna and quails.
到了利非定，也就是我们今天早晨今天的经文里面所记载的。
But once in Rephidim, we have read earlier.
因为没有水，他们又来发怨言。
Because no water to drink, they grumbled again.
在那个第十七章第三节说，你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？
English together. Why did you bring us out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock died of thirst?
他们并且几乎要拿这个石头也将摩西打死。
They almost wanted to stone Moses to death.
甚至刚才也讲了，质疑神的同在。
And then even questioned the presence of the Lord.
但是呢，感谢主，神又再一次满足他们的需要。
Praise the Lord, God satisfied their needs again.
神一次又一次的看顾以色列民。
Time after time, God keeps that kept the Israelites.
不是因为他们的怨言哦。
Not because they grumble.
乃是出于神的爱与供应。
Because his provision and his love.
这完全是神的恩典。
Because his grace.
以色列人为什么发怨言呢？
Why Israelites grumble?
因为他们自私。
Because they were selfish.
他们所顾念的只是自己的需要。
They thought about their own needs only.
他们没有定睛在神的身上。
They didn't focus on God.
当他们的自我需要没有被满足的时候，他们就产生怨言。
When their want could not be met, they grumble.
听说在中国有一条的这个国道Highway 327。
I heard there's a highway in China, number 327.
长超过多个这个四百多公里。
424 kilometers long.
在这个沂蒙山附近那一段的327的路况，这个路况很差。
In the vicinity of the Yimeng Mountain, the conditions are treacherous.
那段的路弯弯曲曲的，高低变化，这个蜿蜒起伏。
Curvy with multiple vertical drops.
就好像英文字这个 S.
So snaking hairpin S shape.
所以开车呢就比较困难。
Very tough driving condition.
开车那些的司机们，这所谓这个怨声载道。
Oh, they complained while they drove.
他们的嘴巴往往这个不停地责备、责骂这段糟糕的路的时候，却呢同时要小心翼翼地开车。
While they complain, they make them be alert.
这段长达五公里的这个公路已经创造了奇迹。
It has been a miracle around those 5 miles.
听说建造这段路以来，在那个时候，就从来没有发生过在这段路 有任何的交通事故。
Now, no traffic accident since completion.
但是呢，这一条 Highway 327的另一段的路。
On the other hand, and one of the other stretch of Highway 337.
也就是那个塔伊马平川。
It's the most smooth terrain.
刚才那个跟刚才那段路相反。
Opposite to Iman Mountain.
这段路呢，表面看得很非常的舒适，平平的，光滑，这个好像一块的镜子。
As smooth as silk, like a mirror.
那条路的非常很直，非常容易的开车。
Very straight, supposedly easy to navigate.
但是呢，这条使司机们他们悠哉乐哉的那段路连年事故不断。
Driver took it granted that one accident happened after another over the years.
仅仅的半年就发生好几个人死亡的事故。
Just in the last 6 months, many people perished.
这让我们看见人生如这个路。
Life can be like a highway.
那些坑坑洼洼，那些弯弯曲曲的路，走起来不容易。
Up and down, curvy, treacherous, not easy.
有时候我们非常不情愿去走那些的路。
Not as you wish.
但是呢，走过了之后，却有另外一番的风景，一番的风味。
However, looking back, the scenery can be memorable.
而那些看起来非常十分的舒适的那些的阳光大道，你们要小心哦。
Beware of the sunny thoroughfare.
所谓平原跌死马，潜水淹死人呢。
Horses fall down the plains, and people drown in shallow waters.
不要只是在要求求这个表面上的平安稳妥。
So not just about superficial peace and comfort.
人处于这个逆境的时候，他们知道神与他们与我们同在。神会保守我们。
In adversity, you will feel the presence of God that He keeps us.
今天的我们或许看到只是自己和自己的需要。
May only see our own needs.
但是你知道吗？我们越关注自己，就越走不出这个困境。
But the more you just focus on yourself, the more you get stuck.
因此呢，做辅导的常常来鼓励那些经历伤痛的人去做一些有意义的事情，并且呢主动付出。
So during counseling, the counselor always urged the victim to step out and do something for others.
当我们去帮助别人的时候，你自己就不知不觉被医治。
When you help others, you can be healed at the same time.
当我们学习将自己的需要放下的时候
，When we let go of our own need，
当我们能够定睛在神的身上的时候
，Focus on God，
我们就能够看到神在我们生命中奇妙的作为。
So we can see His miracle in us。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
要以感恩代替怨言。
We should replace complaints with gratitude.
我们需要以放下自我代替自我中心。
We need to replace self-centeredness with self-forgetting.
第三，要成为一个懂得感恩的人，我们需要以甘心忍受代替不愿受苦。
Thirdly, we need to replace unwillingness to suffer with willing to endure.
今天早晨的经文的第一节的上半节告诉我们说，以色列全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐，按着
战
口从逊的旷野往前行，在利非定安营，
百姓没有水喝。
好，停。
So let's read together just the first verse. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin.Travel from place to place as the Lord commanded. They came at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink.
但尽管在外面来看， 以色列民他们遵从耶和华的吩咐。
So externally, they follow the Lord's command.
但他们仍然不没有顺服，起码他们不甘心的顺服。
But they obey grudgingly.
主要是他们不愿意受苦。
Because they didn't want to suffer.
在这个第一节的下半节到这个第二节也记载，讲到这个百姓他们没有水喝，所以与这个摩西争闹，然后对摩西说：“给我们水喝吧。”摩西对他们说：“你们为什么与我争闹？为什么试探耶和华呢？”
Because there was no water, they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "What do you quarrel with me?"
在这里讲到以色列民跟摩西争闹，说：“给我们水喝。”
So they quarreled with Moses and give us water to drink.
其实那个争闹的意思呢，是指他们在追究责任。
So it's kind of like shirking responsibility.
他们对摩西说：“你给我们水喝，意思说是你啊，摩西带领我们到这个无水之地啊，你要负责给我们水喝。”
So Moses should be responsible for water since he took us out of Egypt.
我们好辛苦，不能再等了，我们快要喝死了。
So we suffer, we couldn't wait any longer.
这群以色列民，他们这个口出那些无理的妄言。
So they quarrel for no reasons.
他们发出的不是请求，乃是强要。
So it's not request, but demand.
他们全没有这个谢恩的意思。
Absolutely no thanksgiving.
他们也没有靠主靠神的心。
And nothing to rely on God.
摩西对他们说：“你们为什么与我争闹呢？为什么你们试探耶和华呢？”
So Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to test?"
摩西的意思说：“带领以色列人是上帝啊，不是我。你们跟我来争闹。”
Because God commanded you, why you quarrel with me?
这样的话，乃是那个变相的来试探上帝。
So this is in one way to put the Lord to the test.
显出你们对我的领导不满意，更是对上帝不满意。
You displeased with my leadership, you displeased the God.
尽管以色列民外面看来好像遵从上帝的吩咐。
It seemed that they followed the command of the Lord.
但是他们仍然不顺服。
But they still disobey.
他们不甘心的顺服。
So begrudgingly.
他们有怨言，主要因为他们不愿意受苦。
Because they're not willing to suffer.
基督徒虽然蒙神的拯救，知道神的恩典能力。
So even though we're saved, we know it's God's grace and power.
当遇上现实生活有这个困难，很难解决的困难的时候，不愿意受苦。
When reality set in, we suffer. We didn't want to suffer.
我们很容易来发怨言。
So it's very easy to complain.
有一只竹子这个 bamboo.
There was a piece of bamboo kept complaining.
在不停的抱怨，抱怨什么呢？他抱怨这个工匠手里拿着那个尖锐的刀子，在他身上一刀一刀的来削刻，来穿洞。
That the craftsman kept cutting with sharp knives, sculpturing, making holes, so painful.
所以竹子痛的这个哇哇大叫，恳求工匠啊，你停手。
The bamboo want the craftsman to stop.
工匠这个感叹的对竹子说。如果我不在你身上这个凿几个洞的话，你永远只是一个普通的竹子而已。
The craftsman responded without making holes. It's just a commonplace bamboo, ordinary bamboo.
Yeah, 一只光溜溜的竹子是无法发出美妙的声音来。
So you cannot make wonderful sound.
竹子呢，于是呢就很这个委屈的说。但是真的很痛耶。
But however, the bamboo still complained it hurts.
那位工匠很严肃地说：“ 虽然我找这些洞会让你受伤，但是呢，如果你忍不住痛的话，你永远不会成为一只枭。
So despite it's painful to making holes, without making the holes, it won't become a nice flute.
我的这个血科是为了你，让你成为有价值、有用途的乐器啊。
The sculpting is to make you to become a music instrument.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你信主之后，是否也意味着一定会一帆风顺？
After accepting Christ, do you think it will be happily ever after?
所谓这个花香长漫，长情无语，其实不一定。
So the sky will always be blue, and the rose will always be fragrant.
Yeah, 有时呢，遵行神的旨意需要甘心忍受困难。
Sometimes following God's will, you're willing to suffer.
也需要让神来修剪我们的生命。
So that we can be pruned.
当我修剪我们的生命之后，才能结出这个果子来荣耀我们在天上的父。
With pruning, we can bear fruit to glorify God in heaven.
主耶稣以父神的事为念，甘心忍受苦难，成就救恩。
So Jesus willing to suffer to achieve the wills of God so that he can bring salvation.
使徒保罗悔改之后，为这个为这个耶稣来活。
So apostle was saved and then lived his life for Christ.
他没有发怨言。
He didn't complain.
虽然他多次这个颠沛这个流离，生命有危险，最后也甘愿为主来殉道。
Despite many difficulty, eventually died for God. He didn't complain.
今天神引领我们往前的方向，有人看来未必会这个所谓畅通无阻，未必一帆风顺。
The moving forward, it may not be smooth sailing all the time.
这个过程中你也会遇到挫折，遇上困难。
So you may encounter difficulty or frustration.
我问你，你有信心往前走吗？
Do you have the faith to move forward?
你愿意仰望耶稣吗？
Look upon Jesus.
你愿意忍耐到底吗？
Endure until the end.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，要以感恩代替怨言。
So we need to replace complaint with gratitude.
我们需要以甘心忍受代替不愿受苦。
So we need to replace unwilling to suffer with willing to endure.
最后第四，要成为一个懂得感恩的人，我们需要以这个述算主恩代替忘恩负义。
Firstly, count your blessing instead of being ungrateful.
我们今天的经文的第三节，这里讲到百姓他们在那里甚渴，他们要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说，你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？
Exodus chapter 17 verses 3 together, but the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?
以色列民他们的怨言还有他们的争闹，表明他们只在意眼前的难处。
Israel complains and quarreled, show they only saw the current difficulties.
他们没有回顾没有回顾过往这个岁月中神如何的带领他们。
Did not reflect on how God had guided them in the past.
他们忘记了神将他们从 死亡中拯救出来的大能。
So God had the power to bring them from death.
他们忘了逾越节的事件。
They forgot Passover.
他们忘记过红海事件。
They forgot parting the Red Sea.
他们忘记玛纳事件等等。
They forgot the provision of manna.
他们忘恩负义。
They repay good with evil.
他们的眼睛只定睛在他们自己现在面前的困难。
They only focus on current difficulties.
他们认为啊，我们没有出路，而产生怨言。
There's no way out, and they grumble.
在旷野，这些以色列民，他们是一群不懂得感恩的人。
So they are so ungrateful in the wilderness.
如果他们稍微回顾神在旷野奇妙的带领，还有他们给他们奇妙的供应。
If they just reflect a little bit on God has guided them and God's provision.
意思说，如果他们稍微数算神的恩典的话，他们就不会发怨言。
Counting the blessing a little bit, then they would not complain.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们不要忘恩负义。
So do not repay evil with do not repay good with evil.
在我们的一生中有很多意想不到的那些的难处出现。
There are many unexpected difficulties in life.
但在这些的难处中，是最好我们回顾上帝在我们中间作为的时刻。
That's the best time for reflecting God's blessing to us.
也是最好的再一次来经历神的时刻。
It's the best time to experience God.
有一首诗歌是一首英国人，不是美国，英国人挚爱的圣诗。
So it's a hymn beloved by British.
在那个威尔斯大复兴，那个 Welsh Revival 的时期。
So during Welsh Revival.
在英国的所谓大街小巷，到处都听到这首歌。
So this hymn was sung everywhere, on the street, on thoroughfare.
但是这首歌呢的作者不是英国人。
However, the writer of the song was not British.
乃是美国人。
An American.
是奥德曼牧师。
It's a Johnson Oldman, pastor, reverend.
Yeah, 奥德曼牧师他出生于美国 New Jersey.
He was born in America, New Jersey.
这首歌呢，在1897年所写的。
He wrote this hymn in 1897.
当时奥德曼牧师发觉许多的人他们这个疏忽了神的恩典。
He noticed many people neglected God's grace.
因此呢，要提醒所有的信徒，要将主恩细述，并且呢记得清楚。
So he reminded them to count God's blessing one by one.
这样的话，在这个奔走天路的时候，就能够如鹰展翼飞翔高空。
On our way to heaven, then we can soar like eagles.
这首歌就是什么呢？
What's the name of the song, the hymn?
那个述主恩典 count your blessings.
So that's the name of the hymn.
让我们把第一节唱一次。
Let's write it together. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to replace complaint with gratitude.
我们需要以这个述算主恩代替忘恩负义。
We need to count the blessing instead of being ungrateful.
在这个今天早上，我用希伯来书第十二章二十八节来结束今天的信息。
In conclude, in Hebrew chapter 12, verses 28.
我们一起读出。
Let's together.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国。
就当感恩
造神
所
喜
悦
的，
用虔诚
敬
畏
的
心
侍
奉神。English together. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
不能震动的国，是指基督徒属灵的国度。
A kingdom that cannot be shaken means a Christian spiritual kingdom.
并且也就是主耶稣所启示那一个国度。
Revealed by Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brother and sister，
我们既然承受了这个永远长存的国度
，Since we received the eternal kingdom，
就应该我们常常心存感恩。
So we need to be grateful eternally。
不要因为人生所遇见的苦难而常发怨言。
Don't grumble when we face difficulty in life。
我们要信靠、仰望我们的神。
Rely on our God only。
我们要以感恩来代替怨言。
Grateful instead of complaining.
我们要忠心来服侍神。
Serve God loyally.
存着感恩造神所这个喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心来服侍我们的神。
With thanksgiving, we serve God only.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear Heavenly Father, dear brother and sister,
你上一次向神发怨言是什么时候呢？
When was the last time you complained to the Lord?
你向神感恩又是什么时候呢？
When was the last time you give thanks to God?
愿意我们这个能够以承担责任代替推卸责任。
We should take responsibility instead of shirk responsibility.
要以放下自我代替自我中心
，replace self-centeredness，
要以甘心忍受来代替不愿受苦。
Replacing unwilling to suffer but willing to suffer，
以数算主恩来代替忘恩负义。
And count our blessing instead of replacing。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brother and sister,
我们既然承受了那不能震动的国
，since we received the kingdom that cannot be shaken，
就自当心存感谢。
So we should be grateful.
虽然人生遇见苦难
，despite the difficulty suffering in life，
但让我们来信靠我们的主，我们的神。
Rely on our God, our Lord.
我们不发怨言
，do not grumble.
心存感恩与赞美。
With thanksgiving and praise.
我们说感恩的话。
And say everything in thanksgiving.
我们来行感恩的事，来荣耀主的名。
And practice thanksgiving to glorify God.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
祈求你帮助我们时刻仰望我们的恩主。
Help us to look upon God all the time.
知道你的恩典够我们用。
Because your grace is sufficient.
帮助我们时常心存感恩
，so that we have a grateful heart，
不发怨言
，not complain，
专心来跟随主
，follow God only。
奉主耶稣基督的名求
，we pray in Jesus' name，
Amen。
Amen. Amen.